David replied to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today, the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your heads. And then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds of the air and wild animals. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us." 48. And Goliath moved closer to attack David. And David quickly ran out to meet him, reaching onto his shepherd's back and taking out a stone. He hauled it with his sling and hit the Philistines in the head, in the forehead. The stone sank in, and Goliath stumbled and fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, for he had no sword. Then David ran over and pulled Goliath's sword from his sheath, and David used it to kill him and cut off his head. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. Expectation and desire, and let this word fulfill the very reason for which you are sending it. Do it and take the glory forever. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are saying amen as if you are tired. Can I hear a better amen? You may have your seat. Breaking ties with limitations. The something we are considering tonight is your Goliath must give way. I say your Goliath must give way. When it comes to commanding the devil, we don't beg issues with him. Scripture tells me we should resist the devil, and the devil will flee. James chapter 4 verse 8. Resist the devil, and the devil will flee. The story of Goliath is a familiar one. In fact, we talk about it from time to time. But I want to draw our attention to a few things about this man Goliath, some of which we do not know before now. Goliath had placed a limitation on the way of the children of Israel. Goliath, in fact, scripture tells us that he was taunting Israel for 40 days. Goliath will come in the morning to taunt Israel. He will come back in the evening to taunt them. Scholars say that Goliath deliberately chose the period and the timing of the taunting of Israel to coincide with the hour of prayers. Don't forget that according to Jewish tradition, there are 3 hours of prayer on a daily basis that a typical Jew must observe. In fact, originally there were 5. But 2 of these hours fall in the morning, 9 a.m., and in the evening, 6 p.m. Goliath will calculate this hour. When it is close to 9 a.m., it will come to taunt Israel. And when it is close to 6 p.m., it will come to taunt Israel. The plan of Goliath ensure that the children of Israel will not have anything that will prompt them to pray. In fact, the taunting got to a level of intimidation. But let me draw our attention to who this Goliath is. Because he comes to taunt them those hours, the children of Israel could not pray anymore. One of the things Goliath will always say to the children of Israel when he comes is to remind them that I am the one who had the authority to come to take the Ark of Covenant from Israel. Goliath took this Ark from Israel, and Goliath went to deposit the Ark of God's Covenant in the shrine of Dagon. What a degree of ridicule. That the power of the Almighty God was under the firm grip and control, so to say, of Goliath. He taunted Israel for 40 days with impunity, because there was no man to challenge him. Saul, with all his powers, all his stature, will be fidgeting whenever Goliath comes to taunt Israel. Who is Goliath? Scholars believe that Goliath was the son of Orpah. You remember the story of Orpah, Ruth, and Naomi. Goliath was the son of Orpah, whereas David was the grandson of Ruth. You see the link there. They came from the same lineage, so to say. Yes, Goliath became an instrument of oppression, an instrument of suppression, an instrument of intimidation, an instrument of frustration, an instrument of ridicule on the part of the children of Israel. For 40 days, Israel had no mouth to talk. But when the 40 days were over, one fateful day, this young boy called David took food to his brothers at the battlefront. The timing of his arrival coincided with the hour of taunting by Almighty Goliath. And David heard Goliath say, "You stupid Israelis, you say you have a God somewhere. Where is that God now? I'm taking the delivery of the Ark of Covenant, the symbol of God's presence with you. I have put that Ark in the shrine of Dagon. Call your God to come and challenge me. Bring bring someone to prove if indeed your God is alive. And when young David had this, Scripture tells me, David said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" David undermined the stature. We're told that the armor of Goliath weighed 90 tons. David saw an uncircumcised Philistine. Even though Saul and his army were seeing a giant that cannot be defeated, David saw an uncircumcised Philistine. When David stood before Goliath, he told him, "I will give your carcass to the bear." I pray for somebody tonight. Every Goliath that have been taunting you, that have been intimidating you, that have been suppressing you, making your God to look inconsequential, hey, because you are breaking ties with limitation, that Goliath dies from your life in the name of Jesus. You didn't say amen like you meant it. I said, "That Goliath, by your amen, dies from your life in the name of Jesus. That Goliath will die from your life in the name of Jesus." If he died from the life of David and the children of Israel, he will die from your life. We're told in the scriptures that David carried with him 5 stones. Scholars believe that the 5 stones stand for the spelling of his father's name, Jesse. The 5 stones stand for the spelling of his own name, David. The 5 stones stand for the spelling of the name Jesus. That is why the Bible has said that God has given him a name that is above every other name. And that at the mention of the name of Jesus, whether the devil likes it or not, he cannot withstand the authority that is in that name. And it is that name that I have brought to you tonight. That name will cause you to overcome every Goliath in the name of Jesus Christ. I say it will cause you to overcome every Goliath in the name of Jesus. The 40 days were over. The limitations that had stood before the children of Israel, taunting and suppressing and intimidating them, expired. I see somebody's Goliath expiring tonight in the name of Jesus. I see somebody's Goliath dying out of your life in the name of Jesus. If your Goliath must give way, 3 things I want to submit tonight. When your Goliath gives way, you enter into your rest. When your Goliath gives way, you must enter into your rest. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what it means for someone to be intimidated. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 40 days. That was just the starting of the taunting. That was not a number of months or years that the Philistines were suppressing the children of Israel. But on the day Goliath died, the women came out and sang. Saul killed 1,000. David had killed 10,000. They raised the hand of David. The rest that Israel were desiring for many years came as a result of the death of Goliath. And as you are, amen, I pray for you. When you are Goliath will die from your life, you will enter into your rest in the name of Jesus Christ. I said you will enter into your rest in the name of Jesus. When you run, you go rest. The time for your rest has come. Enough of this affliction, enough of this attack, enough of this oppression. Enough of this suppression. Enough of this intimidation. Somebody highlight it. I will enter into my rest. I didn't hear it. Say it like you mean it. I say highlight it well, well. Let them hear it. And you will surely enter into your rest in the name of Jesus. Number two, when your Goliath gives way, not only will you enter into your rest, number two, your reproach will be removed. Do you know that until that day, all other surrounding nations were laughing at Israel? When I get God, where is that your God? When I come from Egypt, where is your God? One of the prayers I pray every day is that the enemy will never ask me, where is my God? That they will not have any reason to ask me, say, where is my God? Because when they ask me, I will tell them I have a very big God who is always by my side. When your Goliath gives way, your reproach must expire. Come to think of it, on that fateful day, when David killed Goliath, and the news was spreading everywhere, CNN, BBC, Voice of America, Al Jazeera, Channel Television, it was the breaking news. And you come to wonder what those people who were hitherto laughing and ridiculing the children of Israel will say, now true, their God is truly I pray for somebody. Your Jehovah will fight for you in the name of Jesus. I said Jehovah will fight for you in the name of Jesus. And as he fights for you, he will remove your reproach. He will remove your reproach. He will remove your reproach. And that reproach will expire forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, when your Goliath give way, not only will you enter into your rest, not only will your reproach be removed, you will be celebrated. I say you will be celebrated. That day, the same David, whom the elder brothers, when he came and said, I will deal with this man, he said, keep quiet. And at that point, I tell you that, now stop picking battle today for you. What do you know about war? You were not trained. You were untrained, unschooled in the school of war and fighting. You don't know anything. You are a small picking. And when David keep insisting that he had the authority to deal with this uncircumcised Philistine, Saul said, okay, if you want to try, come. After all, there is no harm in trial. He came and brought his armor. Is a war equipment and wore them on David. When David tried to carry his leg, the boy couldn't move the leg. The arm of flesh will fail us, but the arms of God can never fail. That's why the songwriter says, I have a father who will never fail me. I have a father who will never fail me. Jesus is my Father, who will never fail me. Rock of Ages, never fail volume, please. On that fateful day, David became a celebrity. Every newspaper was carrying David's name, David Jesse. Nobody heard about his elder brothers who had been in the war front anymore. The women came and started singing. The jubilation was beyond comprehension. There was noise all over the city. Oh, small boy David, I see him in front of the women that day. All the women surrounding him, all his brothers were bowing before him. Say, oh boy, we were underrating you. We never knew there is an authority that is in you. So powerful. David's fame went abroad on that day because he became a celebrity when his Goliath had given way. I pray for somebody in the house. This year you are about to enter into. I see your name entering into the Hall of Fame. You didn't hear me. I see your name entering into the Hall of Fame. In the name of Jesus Christ. I see men coming to celebrate you. There is something I like so much. That word congratulations. I like it so much. It makes me excited. I see somebody in the house. People are coming to tell you congratulations. I say people are coming to tell you congratulations. People are coming to tell you I rejoice with you. People are coming to tell you you are lucky. People are coming to tell you congratulations. People are coming to tell you I celebrate you. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. When your Goliath gives way, when your Goliath gives way, you enter into your rest. When your Goliath gives way, your reproach are removed. When your Goliath gives way, you become a celebrity. Rise on your feet. We are going to pray now. I'm continuing from where I stopped yesterday evening. What I want you to do, the authority for you to get your breakthrough is in your mouth. If you can holler, you will receive. If you can shout it, it becomes your own. The day that blind Bartimaeus received his sight, he was not the only blind beggar on that road. There were other beggars. There were leprous men. But he was singled out because he refused to be intimidated. He undermined the voices of the crowd. And at the end of the day, those who told him shut up, they came to tell him shut up. So, the race of salvation is by head. The race to victory is by head. It depends on what you want. If you can carry it, you can receive it. So I encourage you, be in the mood of prayer. Forget about the fact whether somebody is standing by you. If the person by your side is becoming an obstacle, tell the person, give me a chance. Give me a chance. I know why I came. I didn't come to make up the number. I came because I want to close old accounts and open new ones. A word from God can change our story. Just an amen can make the whole thing to happen. So get yourself ready for it. If you want to sit down, you can. You want to stand, you can. You want to lie down, you can. Don't look at anybody by your side. It is a business between you and your God. But I am convinced in my spirit that every of these prayer points is meant for one person. It can be the prayer point that will give you the turnaround that you yearn for. And so if you can say amen, you can pray it with me energetically, and you add your amen at the end of that prayer, you become the resident. Say with your God, I thank you. I didn't hear your voice. For the healing you perfected in my life, in the year 2021, all the glory belongs to you forever. In the name of Jesus, say, oh God, I thank you for the great restoration of my destiny this year 2021. Father, I thank you for not allowing the enemies to prevail over my life and that of my family this year 2021. You gave power to David. He defeated Goliath. Thank you, my Father, because you have positioned me to defeat my Goliath. Father, I thank you for making my Amen to die in my place this year 2021. Oh God, my Father, I thank you for not allowing satanic arrows to pierce into my life. God, I thank you for leading me through the wilderness of 2021 and for defeating satanic expectations concerning my life. Father, I thank you for all the revelations, all the inspirations, all the encouragement that you have given me this year to stand firm and strong. Father, I thank you for making me unshakable. Father, I thank you because I am not on my sick bed. You gave me the privilege to leave my home to come into your house. This evening, Lord, I thank you. My Father, I thank you for showing me your glory this year. Father, I thank you for all the great promises you made for me this year. The devil tried to discourage me, to frustrate me, to disappoint me. But I thank you, my Father, for raising me above the reach of the devil. Father, without you, I would have been wasted. I would have been destroyed. I would have been missing. I thank you for your protection. I thank you for your love towards my life. Father, I know that the new year I am about to enter into will be a great year for me. Father, I thank you because your wisdom and your knowledge will grant me grace to discern your plan for my life in the year I am about to enter. Oh God, I thank you in advance for the miracles I am going to receive, for the testimony that will abound in my life in the years I am about to enter into. Father, I thank you because I am not crossing over with darkness. I am crossing over with your marvelous light to shine in brighter glory. Father, I thank you that you not allow me to beg bread in 2021. One thing is sure to me. In 2021, I didn't beg bread. In 2022, I will not beg bread. Father, I thank you because in 2022, you will hear my voice whenever I call. Father, I thank you because for the remaining hours, I need to cross over into 2022. They are hours of bliss and favor. Goliath could not stop David Nothing will stop me. My confusion has expired. My silence are over. I position myself for the breakthrough and victory you have programmed for my life. I cover these prayers with the blood of Jesus, and I declare them into physical manifestation. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit, let me hear amen 7 times. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. I join my faith with your faith. These prayers that the Lord gave to me by revelation, even as you have joined me to make these pronouncements, they will walk in your life in the name of Jesus. They will walk in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. By your amen, you have already broken ties with limitations. David took the sword of Goliath and cut off the head of Goliath. Right from that day, scripture says, the sword of Goliath became the sword of David. I pray for you from this altar. The instrument of victory that God will give to you, no devil will take it from you in the name of Jesus. The victory the Lord is giving to you will not last for a time. It will last for a lifetime. The power of God will rest upon your life. The Lord will position you for total victory. All those who laugh at you will laugh with you. They will see the power of God at work in your life. You will invite them for your thanksgiving. Thank you, my Father. As we give our offering, remove our suffering. Do that only you are capable of doing in our lives. And take the glory forever. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I rely on my God. I rely on my God. I rely on my God. In everything I do, I rely on my God.